Hello, beautiful. Welcome to the Embody Love podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Astea, and this is episode number 4.
Welcome to the Embody Love podcast for spiritual seekers and sensitive souls, where it's all about learning practical tools for empowering your divine path. Here's your host, intuitive healer and coach, Melissa Astea.
Self-care is self-love in action. And we don't always see it this way. There's often a hurt part of us that can come up with a zillion different reasons why we can't, or why we don't have enough time or energy, or that we don't deserve to be happy and healthy. Many of us have a deep belief rooted within us that self-love and self-care are selfish. So in today's episode of the Embody Love podcast, I want to stop and really look at this with you. Let's bring this darkness, this out of alignment issue out into the light where we can really see it and look at it. Society teaches us to be givers. And yes, giving and caring for others is the embodiment of expressing love to them. But it is just as important that we practice love and care of ourselves. And sometimes that includes saying no to others and saying yes to our own needs. Self-care is intentional actions we take to care for and honor our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. And your self-care practice is going to be unique to you, just like mine is to me. Your life, your schedule, your needs, your wants, and interests are unique to you. And really, what you consider to be relaxing, another person might consider to be anxiety-inducing, and vice versa. So it's so important that we take the time to explore and develop our own practice of self-care. How we care for ourselves is strongly rooted in how much we love and accept ourselves, and how we choose to nurture and nourish our body, emotions, mind, and spirit is often a reflection of our self-love. At the end of the day, we need to prioritize our wellness, especially in times of high stress. The holidays are known for triggering unhealed issues. They come floating right up to our conscious awareness and often without warning. So, how do we deal with these things? How do we approach this in a way that we can actually work through and ultimately heal these underlying issues? Well, it starts with loving and accepting ourselves. When we do that, everyone benefits. And when we harshly judge and reject ourselves, no one benefits. When we learn to fully love ourselves, the ripple of that love is felt by everyone. While we know that our self-care practice can include all of those wonderful things, such as, you know, eating well and drinking plenty of water, monitoring our caffeine intake and, you know, getting outside, getting lots of fresh air, taking time for ourselves, going on walks, spending time with our loved ones and our pets, or spending time alone, perhaps even in nature, or, you know, doing an activity that we really enjoy. Reading a good book, journaling, taking a nap, soaking in an Epsom salt bath, or moving our body, exercising, practicing yoga, or, you know, doing a creative activity. This list can go on and on. But self-care also means slowing down and checking in with ourselves, taking time to breathe, to meditate and reflect. When we check in, we can ask ourselves, how am I feeling physically? Is there anything that I need today physically that is going to help me to be even healthier? What am I feeling emotionally? Is there anything, any emotion that needs to be addressed at this time? Processed, worked through, acknowledged? And how am I doing mentally? Where are my thoughts at this time? Is there anything I need mentally to help work through things and process things? And am I taking care of myself in all ways? Is there anything at all that I need right here and now? Self-care means asking ourselves sometimes the really tough questions. Are there boundaries that need to be set? Or boundaries that need reinforced with someone? Is there an unhealthy situation or person that I need to step away from? Is there a social gathering or a group that, you know, I don't want to attend or to be around because it really is not a healthy one for me? Are there unhealthy habits or thoughts that I'm clinging to that really do not align with who I truly am? Am I ready to let them go? It comes down to understanding who we are and what we need. Honoring ourselves and being mindful in our daily decisions and actions. We all deserve to be healthy and happy. And when we are in balance, we are in a better place to love and care for everyone. I encourage you to take a few moments of reflection each day. And this can be any time of day, whatever works for you. Taking just 5 minutes each day can truly bring amazing benefits. Check in with yourself. How are you doing? Really, truly, and honestly, what do you need? Are there any actions to take? Is there a mindset shift that could help? Or is it time for a really big change? Are you ready to love and heal another part of you? Is it time to walk away from something that no longer fits your life? What do you really want? What brings you joy? What lights you up? Self-love and self-care are the practice of compassion, patience, and understanding with ourselves, breath by breath, moment by moment, being present with ourselves and letting go of what no longer serves us, choosing love. So the question is, can you commit to treating yourself with the same love, patience, compassion, and understanding that you so willingly give to others? And if you are ready to practice self-love in a big way, if you're ready to embody love in every area of your life, I invite you to join me for a full year of self-healing and empowerment. in my 12-month Self-Love Mastery Online Course, Embody Love, you are going to learn tools for aligning with who you truly are at soul level, while healing and allowing love to be your guiding force in life. This 12-month healing and empowerment course is just $22 per month for 12 months, or one payment of $222. To learn more or to join now, you can go ahead and click that Embody Love link below or visit enlightenyourpath.com/love. Okay, friend, we would love to hear from you. What are some of your self-love and self-care practices that you use? Or what are some of those practices that you are now committing to yourself that you're going to begin? You can use the comment section below to share it with us. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Embody Love Podcast. To hear more episodes and to download a free mindfulness meditation, check out enlightenyourpath.com/podcast. Until next time, I'm sending love and blessings your way for a beautiful day.